You hold a rope that looks simple at first, but the weight behind it changes everything. The fibers scrape your palms. The air feels tight. You know that a bad knot can slip when pressure spikes. You also know that a clean tie can hold more than strength alone. There is no room for guessing. You check the rope, mark the direction of pull, and clear your fingers from where the snap could hit. You breathe once and start the first wrap. The rope answers with small shifts that tell you if the line is right or wrong. When tension hits, it hits without warning. Loads do not wait. Wind does not pause. A clean knot gives you control. A bad one puts you under pressure you did not plan for. This is where you learn the difference. Chapter 1: The Foundation Knots. You start with a coil of rope that carries the marks of past work. Dirt pressed into the fibers, light fray near one end. You run the rope through your hands to feel stiffness, smooth patches, and hidden twists. This tells you how it will behave when the load pulls hard. You check the working end, the standing line, and the section that will take tension. Every knot begins with this quiet inspection. It decides whether the rope can be trusted. You square your stance. You keep your fingers clear of any point where the rope might snap tight. A fast pull can crush a knuckle before you even react. You take in the room around you, enough space, no debris underfoot. You bring the ends forward. The first knot you face is the square knot. Simple, but it punishes carelessness. You cross left over right, then right over left. You pull slow to keep the wraps from rolling. The knot settles into a clean shape when you get it right. If it twists into a lump, you reset. Clean work now saves you from trouble later. You pull the square knot under light tension. Never exceed a safe load at this stage. You do not trust a beginner knot until you test it slow. The knot draws tight. You look at the turns. Nothing slips. You ease tension and untie it. This teaches you how a secure knot releases when the pressure drops. A good knot should not weld itself shut under weight you did not plan for. Next is the figure eight. You shape the rope into a bend that looks like the number eight and pass the working end through the loop. The form is clear and strong. This knot handles strain better than the square knot and will not capsize under quick pressure. You hold the rope with both hands and feel the knot lock into place as you pull. The turns sit in clean order. When a knot looks correct, it usually behaves correctly. You test the figure eight the same way. Light tension, slow pull. You watch how the rope compresses around itself. You watch for creeping or twisting. You pull harder, but stay within a safe range. When the rope holds steady, you stop. There is no reason to test limits inside this room. That kind of stress belongs in later chapters. You move to the half hitch. This knot is small, fast, and used to lock other knots in place. You wrap the working end around the standing line and pull. The knot closes quick. You add a second half hitch and see how the two work together. The pair grips the line with more strength than their size suggests. You can use them to secure a bundle or finish a larger knot. You place the rope under tension again. You pull fast this time to feel the difference between a clean knot and a careless one. A weak half hitch will skid. A strong one bites down and stops the rope from running. You watch the rope shift across your palm. You keep your fingers out of danger. This is the moment when many workers get hurt. They lose focus for 1 second. They try to hold the rope too close to the action. You stay alert. You set the rope down and inspect the knots again. You look for line burn across the fibers. You look for slight tearing at the turns. This shows you where a knot fails under strain. These marks are hard to see unless you know what you are looking for. You run your thumb along the compressed lines. The rope tells the story of how the force traveled. You pay attention to these small signs because they shape how you tie knots when real work begins. You repeat each knot 5 times, slow, clean, no rushing. You want your hands to move without hesitation. You tie the square knot again. You check for rolling. You tie the figure eight again. You confirm the shape. You tie the half hitch again. You lock it and tug soft. The repetition builds control. When pressure comes, control beats strength every time. Now you shift to tension behavior. You pull the rope at different speeds. Slow pulls give the knot time to settle. Hard pulls test its grip. You listen to the rope. A stretching rope can make small sounds as fibers shift under load. You learn to hear these sounds. You learn when to stop before damage spreads too far. You hold the standing line and angle the rope to see how the force moves through the knot. Every knot has a direction where it holds best. Every knot has a direction where it weakens. You map this out in your mind. When you tie in the field, you will not have time to think it through. It needs to be automatic. You run a quick drill, tie the figure eight, pull, release, untie. Tie the square knot, pull, release, untie. Tie the half hitch, pull, release, untie. Each cycle teaches you how different knots respond under tension. You feel the difference. The square knot binds clean only when tied right. The figure eight holds steady under pressure. The half hitch slips if you do not seat it well. You stay patient, you stay aware. You check your stance again. Good footing, strong posture. You never tie a knot while off balance. A sharp pull can throw you off your feet. You train your body to work in safe alignment. This is the unseen part of knot work. People think it is all in the hands. They do not understand how much the rest of your body controls the outcome. You gather the rope and run one final inspection. You cut away a loose fray near the end. You note a thin spot where fibers have weakened. You mark it as unusable for any high tension work. Rope safety is not optional. Weak line under load can fail without warning. You do not allow that risk. You close the session by tying each knot one last time. You focus on clean movements, no wasted motion. You pull slow, you check the shape, you release. When you finish, the coil sits on the floor in a tight circle. You step back and take in the work. These foundation knots are the base for every task ahead. The question waits in your mind. When real pressure hits, will your knots hold? You will find out soon. Chapter 2, Control Loops and Anchors. You step outside where the ground is uneven and the wind pushes the line in small, sharp movements. Rope behaves different out here. Moisture settles into the fibers. Dirt creates friction that changes how knots tighten. You pull the rope through your hands and feel the shift from indoor control to outdoor pressure. This is where mistakes show fast. You face the first knot of the chapter. The bowline. You form a small loop near the end of the rope. You pass the working end through the loop, around the standing line, and back through the loop again. The shape settles into a steady loop that will not tighten under pressure. You keep your fingers clear. You pull slow to set the turns. When the knot locks, it locks with purpose. You inspect it for clean form because a sloppy bowline can roll under strain. You anchor the rope to a wooden post. The grain of the wood adds friction that changes how the knot behaves. You lean back to apply tension. The loop holds steady. You increase the pull. The rope bites into the post. The bowline stays clean. When you release tension, the knot loosens enough to untie without a fight. This is why workers trust this knot. It delivers control without trapping the rope. Next is the clove hitch. You wrap the rope around the post twice, crossing the line over itself on the second turn. You pull until the wraps grip the wood. This knot shines when you need a temporary hold that sets fast, but it can slip if the load shifts or if the surface is smooth. You test it by pulling from different angles. You watch how the rope moves when side pressure builds. You learn to expect this movement. It saves you from surprises later. You step back and retie the clove hitch on a tree trunk. The bark changes everything. The rough surface grips the rope and keeps the knot from sliding. You pull hard from a low angle. The knot stays firm. You switch to a high angle. The rope digs in deeper. You release tension and watch how the knot relaxes. This teaches you how anchors behave across different surfaces. Now you face the trucker's hitch. This knot gives you leverage. You form a loop in the standing line, pass the working end through it, and pull to create mechanical advantage. You secure the tail with a half hitch. The trucker's hitch can crank down a load with far more force than your arms alone. It is powerful, but power brings risk. You check the area for hazards. No sharp edges, no loose footing. You take position with a solid stance. You pull. The rope tightens across the ground. The loop holds. The line draws down with controlled force. You watch how the friction point heats up. You do not let the rope run too fast. Speed burns fibers. You hold tension and secure the hitch with two half hitches. You lean back and test the line. It holds steady against shifting wind. You release tension by easing the working end through the loop. You do it slow. A sudden drop can snap the rope or whip the tail into your hand. You control the release until the line lies slack. The trucker's hitch is done right only when both tension and release stay clean. You retie the bowline under light wind. The rope flicks against your hands. You keep focus. Outside conditions demand more discipline than the quiet room from Chapter 1. You tie the loop and pull it tight. You anchor the rope, pull again, and confirm the knot's stability against live wind. You note how the line shifts, but the loop does not collapse. This is why the bowline often anchors gear in the field. You run a drill across all three knots. First the bowline, tie, anchor, pull, release. Then the clove hitch, wrap, grip, test angles, reset. Finally the trucker's hitch, build the loop, apply leverage, secure, release slow. You run the sequence again until your hands can move on instinct. Under pressure, instinct beats hesitation every time. You take a moment to feel the rope after repeated strain. You check for fiber compression at the hitch points. You look for glazing where friction heated the line. You note any areas that weakened under the load. Rope inspection is constant. Rope failure is quick. You respect that. Wind kicks again. You use it as part of training. You tie the clove hitch while the rope shifts. You adapt your grip. You tighten the wraps so they settle clean when the wind snaps back. This teaches you to keep control in motion. Real work never waits for calm weather. You return to the post and create a clean anchor line with a bowline at one end and a trucker's hitch for tension. The system holds steady. You watch how the two knots work together. The bowline sets the loop. The trucker's hitch pulls the load tight. You walk the line and check every turn. You end the session with a final pull. Strong, direct, enough force to show weakness, but not enough to damage the rope. The line holds. You release tension slow and coil the rope again. Your hands carry the memory of every knot you tied. The question now shifts. You know how to handle rope when anchoring or hauling. But can you tie the right knot fast when something fails without warning? You will face that pressure next. Chapter 3, Fast Fixes and Real-World Pressure. You move back inside where space is tight and the work feels closer. This is where most people reach for a knot without thinking. That is how accidents happen. You place the rope on a bench and take in the tasks ahead. A loose bin in a truck bed, a sagging line that needs fast control, a broken strap that calls for a temporary hold. These problems demand speed and accuracy. You cannot freeze or fumble. You start with the taut line hitch. You wrap the rope around a fixed point and create two coils on the standing line, then finish with a single hitch on the far side. You pull slow to set the coils. This knot adjusts under controlled tension and holds firm once set. You test it by pulling the line in and out of position. It moves when you command it. It stops when you stop. This control matters when loads shift without warning. You tie the taut line hitch again with the rope wet. Water changes friction. The coils may slip if you do not build them clean. You pull hard to test the hold. The knot stays steady. You ease tension and slide it back. This shows you how to make on-the-fly adjustments when weather or conditions turn against you. Next is the slip knot. You form a small loop and pull the working end through until the line creates a controlled release point. You use this knot when you need a secure hold that comes apart fast with one pull. You hook the knot over a bin in the truck bed and take up slack. You pull the line tight until the cargo stops shifting. You tug the knot twice to confirm the hold. The slip knot settles clean when the line takes weight. You pull the release. The knot drops open. The line falls away without a fight. This speed is why workers rely on the slip knot for quick fixes. When time is short, a knot that releases fast can prevent a small problem from turning into a dangerous mess. You step to the last knot of the series, a rapid binding knot used to bundle or secure objects when no tools are available. You wrap the rope tight around a loose object, cross the working end over the standing line, and pull until the friction locks the wrap. Then you tie a fast finishing hitch to keep it stable. This knot shines when you need control in seconds. You bind a cracked storage bin to keep it from splitting under light movement. You test the wrap by lifting the bin and setting it down. The knot grips without slipping. You run a drill with all three knots under time pressure. You set a loose bin down, tie the slip knot, pull, release. You tension a sagging line with the taut line hitch, pull, adjust, lock. Then you bind a bundle with the rapid wrap, tighten, secure. You repeat until your hands move without pause. Real emergencies do not give you warning. Your knots must be ready before the moment hits. You shift to risk checks. You examine each knot under tension. You watch for line creep. You look for sudden slack. A knot that shifts even a few millimeters under pressure can fail. You pull fast, then slow, to feel how the rope answers. You never trust a knot until you understand how it behaves under pressure you control. You bring the rope across a sharp corner to feel how edges change tension. You pull. The rope drags hard against the corner. You slow down. Sharp edges cut fibers. They reduce rope strength fast. You adjust the angle and test again. This teaches you that knots are only as strong as the surfaces around them. The rope tells you when the danger grows. You move to a doorway where space is narrow. You tie the taut line hitch with your elbows close to your body. Working in tight spaces forces clean movement. You cannot waste motion. You slide the knot forward and back and feel how small shifts change the line. This prepares you for real jobs where you do not have room to spread out. Next, you simulate a problem with no clear anchor. You hook the rope around a heavy toolbox and create a quick binding knot to stabilize it. You test the hold and feel the knot set deeper as the weight settles. You release tension slow. You keep hands clear of snapback zones. These small safety habits keep you out of danger. You run one more drill across all three knots. This time you increase the speed. Slip knot, pull, release, taut line hitch, pull, adjust, lock. Rapid binding wrap, tighten, secure. You do not rush, but you move with purpose. The goal is clean work under pressure, not sloppy speed. You inspect the rope again. You rotate it through your hands and look for crushed fibers, burn marks, or thinning. You cut a damaged end away. Weak rope under tension is a threat. You clean the line and coil it tight. You finish the session with a test that ties the chapter together. You load a bin into the truck bed. You secure it with a slip knot. You anchor a sideline with a taut line hitch. You stabilize a loose object with a rapid wrap. You test each point. Nothing shifts. The system holds under pressure. You step back and feel the control that comes from knowing your knots. These fast fixes are the ones that matter when real problems hit without warning. The rope hangs still. The work is done. The question is not whether the knots will hold. The question is whether you will trust your hands when the pressure hits again.